Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, proud of its ties to Alaska communities since 1977. More at alyeskapipeline.com.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A 7-year-long court case involving the deaths of 2 Unalaska teen girls has come to a close. The state said last week that it was dismissing charges against 25-year-old Dustin Ruckman. Ruckman was facing 2 charges of criminally negligent homicide for his involvement in the deaths of 16-year-old Carly McDonald and 18-year-old Kiara Renteria Haste. In May of 2019, the truck Ruckman was driving rolled down a cliff on Unalaska's Mount Ballyhoo. The teen girls died in the roughly 900-foot fall. The case was delayed for many reasons, including the COVID-19 pandemic and a venue change after the court was unable to find enough unbiased jurors in Unalaska. The judge declared the first mistrial by a hung jury in Anchorage last spring. A new group of jurors deadlocked once again this March. Kiara's mother, Diana Renteria, said she is frustrated with the legal system and the overall investigation. The families of the girls who died say they won't be pursuing civil suits at this time. Ruckman's lawyer, Julia Mowdy, declined a request for comment. The Matanuska-Susitna borough has grown rapidly over the last decade, both in population and the number of homes. That's according to new data from the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. While many areas in the state have experienced decreasing populations, Matsu's population has grown by nearly 20% since 2015. State economist Sam Tappan says the borough's natural increase is almost identical to the statewide average.
And so that means that their really long-run, consistent population growth is entirely attributable to their ability to retain residents and attract new residents from elsewhere. Something about that secret sauce they have there.
He says that is likely tied to the affordability of housing and land. The average single-family home in Anchorage costs more than $500,000, while one in the Matsu is roughly $400,000. The Matsu borough is also attracting working-age Alaskans. That demographic has shrunk statewide but grown in the Matsu by about 8,000 people since 2013. Tappan says the majority of those workers are driving to Anchorage.
The number one thing that tied them all together was 94% of Matsu residents who choose to work elsewhere are working in an area with higher wages. So obviously the cheap housing and lower cost of living out there is attractive.
According to the report, more than half of the new homes built in Alaska between 2010 and 2024 were in the Matsu. This is Alaska Public Media.